Welcome to the HMD Radio Show. This week I'm going back in time to 1986, a year where so many great albums came out, and it was a year that I was really catching on to a lot of music. So yeah, sit back and enjoy my trip down memory lane. Metallica, Orion, taking off the album Master of Puppets. Last one with Cliff Burton from 1986. And yeah, I think they're, I don't know when it came out. I think it came out mid 86 before they started touring. And before that was Creator, Pleasure to Kill, the title track off that album. Yeah, I'm gonna keep it along the same lines now. Gonna play something off Voivod's second album, I think it is, Roar. So yeah, I'm gonna, what'll I play off that? I'm gonna play Fuck Off and Die.
Yeah.
Mag's Malfunction off the album Age of Quarrel, another classic from that year. And then before that, Megadeth, Wake Up Dead. I don't know if I've ever played Megadeth on the show again, mostly because I fucking hate Dave Mustaine these days, and he's kind of tarnished a lot of his previous good work. So, Wake Up Dead, he doesn't sing that much on that, so it's grand. And I suppose I better review a beer. First beer up tonight, I saw this, came across this in the off-license on Saturday night. It's called Gnaes DPA. Now, Gnaes is Irish for sex, and it's a Dingle Pale Ale. So, I was a bit suspicious of it, because it's a plain can with a sticker on it, white sticker. And it's very low rent looking, but I think that's intentional. And I was pleasantly surprised. It's fucking gorgeous. It's one of the nicest new IPAs that I've had, or APAs, in recent times from an Irish brewery. And it's really fucking nice hop character. Kind of got that, not too floral, kind of a bit fruity. But you'll pick it up I got it in Malloy's. So, definitely give it a go. And keeping that review nice and short. So, what am I going to play next? I'm going to play something. Fuck it. Here's some Zig Zig Sputnik. Love Missile F-111.
Shoot.
The title track off that album as from Sepultura, their first album. Yeah, that was the one before Schizophrenia, and I think they just had the EP Bestial Devastation that was out before that, and before that was Zigzag Sputnik's Love Missile F-111 off the album Flaunted. The album itself might necessarily be rock solid, but there are a couple of deadly songs on it, so it's wordy. That Sepultura's track, back when they didn't know how to tune their instruments or that, but the fucking album, it's deadly, it's raw as fuck. What am I going to play next? I'm going to get some stick over this. But 1986, Queen's A Kind of Magic came out, and it was the theme or the soundtrack to Highlander. All the songs bar the first one, One Vision, were on the soundtrack to Highlander. One Vision was on some shitty movie called Iron Cross or some shit like that, about pilots or something like that. But this album, it's fucking deadly, and I don't have a bad word said against it. So what am I going to play off it? It's so hard. Let me see. Here's Give Me the Prize.
Ah! transmission of I love in one heart.
Yeah.
Okay, that was Possessed, the Heretic. That's off there on Seven Gates from 86. It's a deadly album. And it's one that I got into later on. Eyes of Horror was the first thing I heard about, and I think that came out in 87. And it's fucking like one of my favourite EPs. It's deadly. I'll play something off that next week. And before that was Bad Brains, Reignition off Eye Against Eye. And then Queen, Give Me the Prize, with some amazing Highlander samples in it of the Corgan and the like. So, we're getting towards the end of the show now. Here, I better review this other beer I have. It's Postcard Brewing Company, Silicon Docks. Silicon Docks is one of those names that I fucking hate. It's an area in town which is supposedly, I don't know, tech fucking based, where loads of startups are and shit like that. It's just one of those names given to an area that is usually ridiculous. Anyway, enough about that. The beer itself, it's a strong IPA, coming in at 6.7%. And from the bottle, it's quite dark. Mineral head. It's not overly hoppy in the way that I'd like hoppy. It's got a bit of hop bitterness, quite malty, and it's suppable. Yeah, no, it is suppable, for sure. It's not a bad beer of the two. It's I give Gneiss DPA the winner today. But I have to say, Silicon Docks, yeah, not bad, apart from the shit name. So, next up, I'm going to play something off Licensed to Ill, Beastie Boys album. It's fucking great. And what will I play? What have I played stuff off this before, so I'm going to play some, Brass Monkey.
Here's how you feel.
You put your left leg down. You're right.
Dr. Rock taking off Orgasmatron from Motorhead, and then before that was Brass Monkey off License to Ill. Yeah, so we're pretty much at the end of the show. If you want to get in touch, you can email hmd@radioactiveinternational.org or on Twitter. And hey, what am I on Twitter? At HMD on the radio, and on Facebook, the HMD Radio Show. So next week, normal service will resume. I'll be playing new music from whatever I find, mostly stoner and psych stuff, and sure, we'll see what else is out. So yeah, one album left, I suppose, best album ever to come out of 1986, as you will know from all the shit I play. This is Slayer's Reign and Blood. Fucking amazing album, milestone in all sorts of ways. I'm not going to say any more on it. I'm going to play Postmortem into Reign and Blood, which should take us up to the end of the show. Okay, see you next week.
Repeating words.